For years, Boy Scouts from across the country made an annual pilgrimage to Ottawa, Illinois, which proudly promotes it is the home of the founder of the Boy Scouts of America, William Dixon Boyce.
He lived here during the formative years of the Boy Scouts, and he's buried here.
Molly Perot is the executive director of the Ottawa Historical and Scouting Heritage Museum in Ottawa, where the history of the scouting movement worldwide is on display.
We've got Girl Scout, Boy Scout, and Campfire memorabilia.
Perot knows about change. She was once a Boy Scout leader at a time when women were just being accepted into the organization.
And they got a little bit of a hassle from the men. They were still pretty much, it was a men's club. But there are a lot of women leaders today, and that's changed. But initially, it was getting over the humps, I guess you might say.
Perot believes the Boy Scouts will also get over the humps expected following the organization's decision to accept gay leaders.
And they may experience the same thing the women experienced, some little bit of ostracism and then eventual acceptance.
Move beyond the political and social side of it and come back to what scouting is all about, and that's the young men and women it serves to make them better as citizens of our country and the world.
The decision, in Matt Skelly's view, was inevitable. Involved with Boy Scouts since he was 7 years old, Skelly says scouting's focus has never been, and never should be, on its leaders' sexual orientation.
You know, ideally the lifestyles of the leaders should not come into play, but, you know, that's an ideal world.
Molly Perot says she believes the change won't end there.
Boy Scouts does not embrace atheists either, and there's pressure from externals that I think is going to force a lot of changes in that regard.
W.D. Boyce died in 1929. Perot says she can't speak for how Boyce would feel about the decision, but has spoken to his family.
Part of his family has said that he would accept, and I have contact with another family member who said he would not.
But whether Boyce would accept it or not, it is now the official policy of the Boy Scouts of America. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Ottawa, Illinois.